if you want to grow in assurance, here are the things you must pursue. These are the things to which God calls us for a lifetime. Obey his commands, love his people, believe in his Son. Now, these directions, if you take them to heart, will suggest some questions that you can ask yourself if you are lacking assurance, or if you're trying to help someone who is wondering whether they really are a Christian.
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad you're with us today. And Colin, sometimes we encounter people and we may kind of wonder if assurance is the thing that they're struggling with. How might we recognize that that's the actual struggle, whether it's in our own lives or maybe someone that we've met and we're trying to help them?
The way that we speak often reflects the thoughts of our hearts. And so quite often you'll have a conversation perhaps with someone who says, well, you know, I believe, but am I the real deal? I mean, I sometimes wonder, have I really confessed my sins? Have I really believed? Or with regards to heaven, I hope that I'll get there in the end. I mean, these are ways of speaking that reflect a certain doubt, a hesitancy, a sense of I'm not really sure or confident, and therefore such a person doesn't have a great deal of joy or a great deal of peace. The good news is that God wants you to have peace. God wants you to have joy, to enjoy your relationship with him. But if you're to enjoy a relationship, you have to be secure in it. And that's what John is writing to us about. He's telling us how to have a greater degree of security in our relationship with Christ, a greater confidence, a greater peace, and a greater joy.
Well, we're going to continue to look at that today. If you can, I hope you'll open your Bible to the book of 1 John chapter 2 as we continue a message called Assurance Grows as You Believe in God's Son. Here's Pastor Colin.
God has declared that Jesus is his Son through his baptism. He has demonstrated that Jesus is his Son by raising him from the dead. And he has shown us that Jesus is his Son by sending his Spirit into our hearts. God has borne testimony concerning his Son. And I want you to notice one more thing that's very important that John says about believing in Jesus, and that is that God commands us to believe. Look at chapter 3 and verse 23. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he has commanded us. Do you realize this? God commands you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent and believe. That's a command. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is a command. And John says in his Gospel, chapter 3 and verse 18, whoever believes in him is not condemned. What a wonderful promise that is. Whoever believes in him is not condemned. But whoever does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. See, if you do not believe in the Son of God, you are in defiance of God's command. I mean, you can't just shrug your shoulder and say, well, you know, this is good for people who are interested in it. God commands you to believe in his Son. And if you do not believe in his Son, you are in defiance of his command. That means that you are in grave spiritual danger. Condemnation hangs right over you. That is why it is so wonderful that God gives such a free and open invitation to every person who will hear his word. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 23, whoever confesses the Son has the Father also. You can be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ if you will confess faith in him. And then 1 John chapter 5 and verse 12, whoever has the Son has life. Whoever, that whoever is big enough to include you. However long you have been defiant towards God, believe the testimony of God himself regarding his Son today. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Son will be yours. and the Father will be yours, and life will be yours. Now we've looked then at what we believe about Jesus. He is the Christ, he is the Son of God. We've looked at why we believe in Jesus, because of the testimony of God himself, the testimony that matters more than any other, seen in his word, seen in his raising of his Son from the dead, and borne witness to by sending his Spirit to convince us in our hearts and in our minds. Now, we've been 3 weeks in this series in 1 John, and we've been looking at how we know that we really are in Christ, how we know that we are true Christians. And we've seen three themes that John keeps returning to: obeying God's commands, loving God's people, and now today, believing in God's Son. Now, I want you to see in our last part this morning that John uses these three themes in three distinct ways. He uses them as tests, he uses them as directions, and he uses them as signs. So you could think of this as a kind of extended application. How are these things used, and how are we to use them today? First, John uses them as tests. Obeying God's commands, loving God's people, and believing in God's Son really mark the boundary line between spiritual death and spiritual life. These are the tests, therefore, by which the church may discern who really is a Christian. Does a person know God simply because he or she says that they do? John's answer would be no, no. The world is full of false claims, as all of you know well. And claims must be backed by evidence. And the evidence that a person really knows God or truly is in Christ is that they obey God's commands, love God's people, and believe in God's Son. So I want you to notice how strongly John speaks about those of whom these things are not true. Because he's using them, you see, as tests so that you know those who are making false claims. And that's really important. Chapter 2 and verse 4. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commands is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So you see what he's saying, be in no doubt about this. A person who may claim to be a Christian, but lives in a way that is knowingly resisting God's command and continues to do so, the truth is not in that person. If he claims to know God while continuing to resist God's commands, he's a liar. That's the word John uses. Notice how he says precisely the same thing with regards to the second test, loving God's people. Chapter 4 and verse 20. If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. So you see, here is a person who sounds very spiritual. He claims to be a true lover of God, but when you listen to what he's saying in regards to others, there's a great deal of hatred that comes out of him. John says, you can know for sure that man's a liar. He lies if he claims to know God but does not keep the commandments. He lies if he claims to love God but does not love his brother. And he lies if he claims to be from God, but does not confess or believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, look at chapter 2 and verse 22. Who is the liar? But he who denies that Jesus is the Christ, this is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. Now, isn't that very striking? He set out three tests, and he uses the word liar, could hardly use a stronger word, in regards to each of them. Liar, liar, liar. It's strong language, and it needs to be, because you see, John is laying out the line of demarcation. Jesus said, "By their fruits you shall know them." A bad tree produces bad fruit. And defiance of God's command, hatred towards God's people, and denying that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, are bad fruits, no matter what a person may claim. So obeying God's commands, loving God's people, and believing in God's Son are tests by which we may discern those who are in Christ.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, and we'll come back and look at two other ways we can use this teaching in just a few moments, so I hope you'll stay with us. If you ever miss a broadcast, you can listen online at openthebible.org. You can also order a copy of this entire series on CD. It's called How Can I Be Sure? Ask about that when you call us at 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. Or you'll find ordering information online at openthebible.org. Back to the message. Here's Pastor Colin.
Obeying, loving, and believing are God's directions for our lives. God calls us to obey his commands, love his people, believe in his Son. You know, the Christian life is essentially very simple. It boils down to these three things, doesn't it? Obey his commands, love his people, believe in his Son. These are the things that we are to cultivate. These are the things that we are to pursue. These are the means by which assurance will grow. Now, these directions, if you take them to heart, will suggest some questions that you can ask yourself if you are lacking assurance, or if you're trying to help someone who is wondering whether they really are a Christian and they're struggling with this whole question of assurance. There are some questions that are suggested by these directions that you may find useful. I find them useful often. Here's the most obvious first one. Just to ask, is there a command of God that you are choosing not to obey? You know that you're living in defiance of God in this area. There's a command of God that you're perfectly well aware of, and you continue to choose not to obey it. Well, don't be very surprised then if you don't have much assurance, you see. Or is there a brother or sister against whom you are carrying bitterness and resentment? You've allowed it to settle into your heart. It's begun to fester. Well, don't be surprised if you're struggling with regards to assurance. Or thirdly, are you relying on your attempt to live the Christian life rather than really relying on Jesus? Well, you see, if you are, then it shouldn't be surprising that you lack assurance. If you are trying to help someone who is struggling with assurance, it will be helpful for you to ask very simply, just talk to me about what you believe regarding Jesus. Try to discern, are they trusting the Son of God who loved them and gave himself for him? Or are they trusting themselves, their record of service, their self-discipline, their pursuit of a godly life? Well, you see what John is telling us. If you want to grow in assurance, here are the things you must pursue. These are the things to which God calls us for a lifetime. And as you pursue them, you will grow in assurance. What are they? Obeying God's commands, loving God's people, believing in God's Son. Let these three shape your life. And as they shape your life, you will grow in assurance. The last thing, and to me the most wonderful, this has been what has gripped my mind and my heart with great joy as I've studied 1 John. That John uses these primarily, they are tests and they are directions, but primarily John lays them before us as signs. You see, John is supremely confident that the people to whom he writes really are Christians. He's not trying to fail them in a test. He's teaching them how to recognize those who are defiant towards God. But he's very confident that the people to whom he writes really are Christians. And you see that very clearly in chapter 2, for example, in verse 12. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven. You couldn't get a clearer statement than that, could you? I'm writing to you as forgiven people. Or chapter 2 and verse 13. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. My dear friends, John would say if he was in this pulpit, I'm speaking to you today as forgiven people and as people who know God. And then look at the next verse, verse 14. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. Well, these could hardly be stronger or clearer statements of confidence that these people really are in Christ. And so when John speaks about obeying God's commands and loving God's people and believing in God's Son, he is speaking about things that he clearly sees in them. And we know from chapter 5 and verse 13 that the reason that he's writing is that the things he sees in them, he wants to be sure that they see in themselves. He's writing to help us recognize the work of God in our own lives. And he gives us these three unmistakable signs. And so I want you to see how he uses them and to encourage you with these words. John says, chapter 5 and verse 1, with regards to our believing in Jesus, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. Now, notice the tense. John does not say everyone who believes will be born of God, as if this was something that was still to happen to you. He says, everyone who believes has been born of God. God gave you new life, he's saying. And here's how you know it. The sign that he has done this in you is that you believe in his Son. And then he says precisely the same with regards to loving God's people. Chapter 4 and verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is from God, and whoever loves, here it is again, has been born of God and knows God. Again, notice the tense. He's not saying, you know, if you love and if you love enough, then at some point in the future you will be born of God. No, he's saying, whoever loves has been born of God. Your believing proves that you are born of God. Your loving proves that you have been born of God. Be encouraged, be strengthened, be reassured by this. God has given you new life, and here is the evidence of it. And of course, he says exactly the same thing about obeying God's commands. That's in chapter 2 and verse 29. You may be sure, notice that, that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him. Not if you obey enough, maybe one day you will be born of God. Everyone who practices righteousness, you're seeking to live according to God's commands, that's the surest evidence that you could have, that you have been born of God. Here are the signs of spiritual life. Here is the proof that you are in Christ. Here are things, brother, sister, that you can see in yourself, and they will confirm to you that you have been born of God. A good tree produces good fruit. And the good fruit of God's redeeming work in our lives is that we believe in his Son, we love his people, and we are seeking to obey his commands. And the very last thing is this, that I'm sure there's going to be some discouraged person, I'm trying to think about the most discouraged Christian in the congregation this morning. And what will the most discouraged Christian in the congregation this morning say? He or she will probably say, well, Pastor, I hear what you're saying. I see it in the first letter of John, but I'm not sure how much of this fruit I can see in my life. To which I would say, how many apples do you need to see before you can safely conclude that what you're looking at is an apple tree? Not many. The tree may not be loaded with fruit, but if you can see even a few small apples, you can say with confidence, that's an apple tree. And you see what John is saying? Brothers, sisters, you're in Christ. And I want you to know and to enjoy this wonderful reality. So here is the sure and unmistakable evidence that you really are a Christian. Settle it in your mind and in your heart. You believe in God's Son. You love God's people. And you are seeking to obey God's command. This fruit will be a sign to you. And the more you see these things in your life, the more you will have peace and joy in knowing that you really are in Christ.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, a message called Assurance Grows as You Believe in God's Son. And I hope that as you've been listening today, you've been asking some of those questions that Pastor Colin was sharing with us, and you're able to say that you are in Christ, but maybe you know you're not, but you'd like to find out more about that. I hope you'll contact us here at Open the Bible. You can call and talk with one of our staff members. Our toll-free number is 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365, and our website is openthebible.org. Well, Open the Bible is a listener-supported ministry. It's your generosity that allows us to bring you Pastor Colin's teaching, whether it's on the radio, the app, or online, as well as all the other resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ. And as you give a gift of any amount this month, as our way of saying thanks, we want to send you a book written by Donald MacLeod called Faith Undaunted. And Colin, what is this book about?
Well, it's in the title, Faith Undaunted. And the word undaunted, of course, is recognizing that we live at a time when there are many people who want to dismiss Christian faith absolutely. How could you possibly believe this? It's outdated and so forth. And I think sometimes Christians feel intimidated by the dismissive way in which people speak about Christian faith as if it was absolutely impossible. Donald MacLeod, who is a professor, a very, very brilliant man, makes the point very clearly that actually everyone has some sort of faith, whether it be an atheist, whether it be someone who is looking at science and is dismissing Christian faith. Everyone is drawing conclusions from certain data, and Christians are the same. Christians are drawing conclusions from evidence that is made available to us. And he makes this point very, very compellingly. And so I find that this is a book that I think will encourage Christians, in other words, give some courage so that we are undaunted. There is reason for believing what you believe as a Christian. Don't let anybody intimidate you about your faith. Faith Undaunted will help you to have the courage of your convictions, and I think it was a really helpful and encouraging book.
Well, we want to send you a copy as our way of saying thank you for your financial support this month. You can give online at openthebible.org or when you call 1-877-673-6365. That might be easier to remember as 1-877-OPEN-365, or again, our website is openthebible.org. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible.
At Open the Bible, we're grateful for like-minded organizations committed to sharing the gospel around the world. And to that end, I'd like to commend the work of Global Fingerprints. You know, in the book of James, God calls us to help orphans in their distress. That's a clear command, but it's not always clear how we should obey it. And this is where Global Fingerprints comes in. Through Global Fingerprints, you can sponsor a vulnerable child to help meet their physical needs and ensure they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to commend Global Fingerprints to you. They're focused on equipping the local church to care for children, and where there is no church, they help to plant one. If you'd like to help a vulnerable child, you can find more information on Global Fingerprints at our website, openthebible.org/GF. That's openthebible.org/GF.